When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
DSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in, third and final hour here on this Championship Tuesday. And you know, I think that you had a subdued celebration last night in Boston because it was a Monday night. If the Celtics had clinched on Friday, you would have had a much wilder time. But I think having it happen on a Monday night kind of subdued things a little bit. But I haven't heard any reports of anything getting too out of control. And of course, Boston sports fans, we should act like we've been here before because we have so many times over the last 23 years. So have a little, I was going to say professionalism, but, you know, have a little civility when you're celebrating your championships. We know how to win here. But I was saying earlier, you know, what's great about this is that you got true Celtic performances from these players. Guys who etch their names in the annals of Celtics lore. So we're going to talk about, you know, Porzingis coming in and playing with basically two bad legs. We're going to talk about Jaylen Brown doing everything all across the court. We're going to talk about Jason Tatum facilitating for all of his teammates. We're going to talk about Drew Holiday coming in and just giving the team what it needs. We're going to talk about Derek White face planting onto the court, busting up his front teeth and staying in the game. Peyton Pritchard hitting not one but two half court buzzer beaters in the finals. But the one in Game 5, just an absolutely demoralizing shot to give them a 20-point lead going into the half. And I don't think the Mavericks were good enough. They're one of those teams that if you got them one more piece, they could be serious contenders, but it still might take them a couple of seasons to gel. I don't know that you'll see them back next year, but I think there's a very good chance you'll see the Celtics back next year. Brad Stevens knows how to construct a team. Joe Mazzulla, for all of the cracks that people take at him and all the jokes they make about him, he knows how to get the most out of these guys. There was a really great article on The Ringer, the Tao of Joe Mazzulla, that kind of looks at his philosophy and looks at his approach and how he hasn't changed over the last two seasons. It's the team that's changed. and the team that's bought into the way that and bought into his philosophy and that it's paid off. Is he Doc Rivers? No, he's the furthest thing from Doc Rivers. But he was the right guy to coach this team, and Brad Stevens took a chance on him because it really would have been easy for Brad to come down from, you know, upstairs and coach the team after the whole thing happened with Udoka. It would have been easier for him to just say, you know what, I'll just coach the team until we find somebody. Did it before. But they took a chance on a guy, youngest coach in the league, and it's paid off. And I think a lot of people don't want to give Joe Mazzulla credit for this. They say, well, this is about the talent on the court. This isn't about the coaching, but it absolutely was part of it. So I think you're going to see this core stick around, and you're going to see them add the right pieces. Now, as of course with any championship team, you're going to have guys that might be looking for greener pastures. They're not going to pay everybody. But you have people that want to come in and be involved. So it's not going to be the exact same team that hits the court next fall, but you're going to see this team be in the mix for quite a while. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Oh, morning, Tim. Yeah, here, let me turn you off over there. Was on a different subject. I'm not really interested in sports. The word fiscal conservative, right? Do you believe that anybody who is tied to Trump is a fiscal conservative?
But I think there probably are some people that are. You mean in terms of other elected officials that have banded up with him, or people that are in like his own organization?
Well, a fiscal conservative, one of the first things they'll do is to build a budget and then stay within that budget. Now, Congress has been in office now for a year and three quarters almost, and they still haven't done a budget for America. And so every day that goes by, Joe Biden has to do outside spending, which is always more expensive. So a true fiscal conservative would have put together a budget as soon as they got into office. And America would have been humming down the tracks with a tight budget. But they never did write a budget because they knew that they wanted to jack it up, blame it on Biden, that because he has to go into emergency spending, you know, to keep the Air Force around or to keep, parks going or the highways or anything else is all on outside spending, unmandated spending. And so he has to be on an emergency plan, which is always more expensive. And these phonies, MAGA, are just nothing but they're saboteurs as far as I'm concerned, because they still not only they haven't put together a budget, but they haven't then done an infrastructure budget to put together to make sure our roads are safe or to make sure that our levees are working or make sure that the airports have got good concrete on them. These guys are the biggest lying phonies. And I can only take it that they're saboteurs, because this has gone on for a year and a half, and they're basically trying to blame the cost of America on emergency spending, but they're not going to tell you it's emergency spending because they never put together a budget.
Well, here's the danger of that is if you're going to tank the economy to try to get your guy in November, the problem is that guy is only going to have 4 years. Like, there's no other way around that. He only can have 4 years, which means that if you don't get it turned around in 4 years, you've now hurt your party going forward because you're just going to hand it to the Democrats in 2028. So it's a big risk to take if the plan that you're saying is what they put into place. That's a very large risk to take that you can depend on the guy to get things back on track in 4 years and keep your party in power.
Well, the thing that gives me chills is, you remember a few months ago, the Saudi Arabians said that they no longer wanted to use the U.S. dollar to sell oil in the world. They didn't want to base the oil on the value of the U.S. dollar. They want to go over to some other money, maybe Putin money, you know, maybe India money, maybe Saudi Arabian version of reality. But the fact is that the U.S. dollar has been the stabilizing force since World War II, and these old boys don't like it a bit. They want to get into currency speculating and then pitting countries against each other based upon what they can smear about a country. Because you remember, before World War II, the currency speculators used to praise a country, praise it, till the currency value got up high in the exchange rate, and then basically they'd undermine it again. This country ain't worth crap, blah, 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 and ruin the value of the currency. So they would buy low, sell high of the value of a nation. And everything in that nation, whether it's the artwork or the crops, whether it's the school systems or anything else, the value is totally tanked by whatever the new exchange rate is. And so it's entirely impossible to have a stable economy or a stable society when the value changes overnight.
All right, I got to hold you there, because yeah, I got some other calls here to take, but thank you for the call.
Sure, that's what the gold brokers are up to.
All right, have a good day. 508-996-0500, good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. You know, like the last caller, I guess, or just to contrast it, if Joe Biden didn't open the border and allow 12 to 17 million people come in that weren't budgeted for, maybe he wouldn't have a budget problem. I'm just joking a little bit, because the last caller took an extremely narrow view of what Biden's economy is in during his administration, and trying to blame it on a previous administration or a future administration. The fact is we have a bad economy because resources changed. You know, the cost of shipping. There's a lot of things that happened that didn't have anything to do with Biden or a budget. It just is, you know, we're post COVID, mm-hmm. and there were a lot of things during COVID that were destroyed because of what COVID was, which was a complete shutdown of the world for the most part. So, and we're one of the biggest markets in the world. So when you shut down a little market in New Bedford, but you're shutting down the entire United States, that reverberation takes a long time to go through. So blaming it on one president or another, I'm not sure is the right approach. But if you're trying to fit a narrative, that does make sense. So
yeah, and I don't think I can buy into the idea of, you know, Congress trying to tank things for Trump in that regard. Congress just wants to get themselves reelected, and getting themselves reelected would be getting the country back on track. That would guarantee that they get reelected. So I can't buy into the idea that they're trying to, you know, set up Trump to come in as the conquering hero, because what if he doesn't? Then you're all out of a job, and your whole party's out of a job.
No, you're right. And Congress has been in, you know, and to some extent the Senate has also been in loggerheads, just because things are so politicized compared to the way they were 20 or 40 years ago. They're not trying to get anything done. They're just trying to stop anything from the other side, you know, to the other side getting something done. So, yeah, Congress is a problem. Hopefully, as we get through this Biden-Trump era of presidencies, you know, people will start to calm down a little bit and start to communicate and move forward. But kind of hard to see from here when that's going to happen. So
true. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, listen, you have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
Yeah.
And, you know, that is unfortunately the case. There is still some good bipartisan work happening, but it doesn't make headlines. Part of it because it's not stuff that's sexy, so it doesn't make headlines, but also because the conflict is what people are interested in. People don't want to talk about Ed Markey and Marco Rubio teaming up together to save AM radio, which is, you know, obviously hugely important for me and for you, the folks that listen on AM radio and want to see the future vehicles that you buy have AM radio in them. But the people aren't going to talk about that. They'd rather talk about, you know, whatever Marjorie Taylor Greene said, or Lauren Boebert, or AOC, or whatever, because to talk about substance requires a little bit more work. You have to actually know something about politics to talk about the substance of it. You have to follow it and understand it to talk about the substance of it. If you want to just talk about the cult of personality and the personality conflicts, well, anybody can talk about that. That's Jerry Springer Show stuff. Like, of course, that's playing to the lowest common denominator. And that gets the lowest common denominator to come out and vote. When the lowest common denominator for years didn't bother. The people who are now rabidly voting, and I'll say this, you know, one way or another, doesn't matter which side they are. A lot of them, the ones that are, you know, rabidly, you know, where they got flags on their cars and all that kind of stuff. How many of those people were people that, you know, 10 years ago would have said, well, my vote doesn't count. I'm not even going to bother. But it's because the personality is what got them when before the substance was too much work for them. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be right back. Now you're going to have that stuck in your head all day. You're welcome. And by the way, just in case anybody's like, oh, they said pissing the night away. It's okay. Where Chumbawamba is from, that means drinking. I remember them talking about that on MTV back in the day. I used to hate that song. Couldn't stand it. It annoyed me. And then I went to a Patriots game at the old Foxborough Stadium, and they kept playing it on the PA system, and I was like, oh, I get it now. People get fired up for the song. I get it now. And then it grew on me after that. But yeah, no, it is an earworm that'll be stuck in your head now for the rest of the day. So I want to make you aware that in case you hadn't heard already, with the heat and the humidity increasing over the next couple of days, and it's not supposed to be as bad here as it will be in some other places, but still it might be stifling and overpowering for some, that the city of New Bedford has designated the libraries as cooling centers. So all the libraries have air conditioning and staff on hand to assist people. So if you need to get out of the heat and you need to spend some time in the air conditioning, you can head on over to any one of the public library branches and be able to escape from the heat. Of course, you know, it depends on the operating hours. So check with each library to find out when they'll be open. And it will be warm and muggy at night all this week, but it won't be as bad as you know, during the day. Today, it's supposed to get up to like around 84 or so with about 50% humidity. But then it's going to get increasingly worse as the week goes on. So just keep that in mind, that if you need to get a break from the heat, or if you know anybody that needs to get a break from the heat, particularly folks who have nowhere to go indoors, that they can go to the libraries and experience some air conditioning there to kind of help them beat the heat. And if you do have air conditioning, you know, use it responsibly. Don't overpower the grid here, because we're going to have a lot of people that are looking to have their air conditioning running. And the last thing we want is for the power to go out and for everybody to suffer and swelter. So try to get by on the minimal use that you can. Plus, you'll be happy when your electric bill comes in, too. I'm loving it this year. So I would have already had two air conditioners in. So far this year, I've only had one, and I've only turned it on for like limited stretches. I don't run it all day when I'm not home like I used to. I mean, part of that is I don't have the dog anymore, so I don't have to worry about her, you know, getting overheated. But I've come home. It's been perfectly fine. Anyway, let's take some more calls in just a moment at 508-996-0500. App chat messages, open line voicemails, and the WBSM app. But right now, though, it is time to turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
President Biden close to granting amnesty for some migrants. The head of Boeing expected to apologize for safety failures. And a woman's cheap thrift store fine isn't what it seems.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is reportedly prepping an executive action granting temporary amnesty for hundreds of thousands of immigrants here illegally. It could be announced as soon as today. Mark Mayfield reports.
Reports say the White House is set to launch a so-called parole in place plan for illegal immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens. The plan protects them from deportation, grants them a work permit, and could also provide a pathway to citizenship. I'm Mark Mayfield.
The White House is disputing the characterization of a video that critics say shows President Biden having to be led off stage. White House spokesperson Karine Jean-Pierre is questioning the authenticity of these types of videos.
We're seeing these deep fakes, these manipulated videos, and it is, again, done in bad faith.
Some commentators say the video taken at a fundraiser in California over the weekend shows Biden freezing up before former President Obama grabs his wrist and leads him off stage. Jean-Pierre says all the video shows is two good friends walking off stage. An ABC News poll shows an overwhelming majority of Americans think Biden is too old to serve a second term. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will testify before a Senate committee today, where he's expected to apologize for the company's recent safety failures. In prepared remarks released ahead of time, Calhoun apologizes for the failures, including two fatal crashes, but he denies that the company has retaliated against employees who've pulled back the curtain on cutting corners to meet production demand. Over 175,000 marijuana convictions in Maryland have been pardoned. Maryland Democratic Governor Wes Moore signed the executive order issuing the pardons on Monday.
We are taking actions that are intentional, that are sweeping, and unapologetic. And this is the largest such action in our nation's history.
Moore went on to say the pardons won't turn back the clock on decades of harm that was caused by, quote, this war on drugs. Cannabis was made legal for recreational use for adults in Maryland last July. And a woman's $3 thrift store find is on its way back to Mexico after it was found to be a priceless Mayan artifact. Ann Dozier found a vase in a Maryland thrift store about 5 years ago and bought it thinking it was a reproduction. She later found out that the vase was a ceremonial urn used by the Mayan people more than 1,000 years ago. Dozier and her children attended a ceremony at the Cultural Institute of Mexico last night to return the vase for analysis and display in a Mexican museum.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics have won a record 18th NBA championship. The Celtics defeated the Dallas Mavericks 106-88 last night to win the NBA Finals Series 4-1. Celtics forward Jason Tatum says winning his first championship was surreal.
To be able to say we did it, that we came together and we won a championship, banner number 18 has been hanging over our head for so many years. To know that we're going to be engraved in history, and it still hasn't, like, registered.
Boston has now won more NBA titles than any other team, breaking a tie at 17 with the L.A. Lakers. A victory parade is likely on Friday. And the Red Sox extended their win streak to 3 after topping the Blue Jays 7-3 in their series opener in Toronto. Next game tonight at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine for your Tuesday. It is going to be warm and muggy. Look for a high around 82. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. For Wednesday, look for mostly sunny skies and a high of 82. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
Weather on WBSM is brought to you by SeaStreak. Whether it's a daycation or a staycation, get there with SeaStreak. Visit SeaStreak.com for reservations to Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Brother Bellas in the back, sweet singers in the front. Cruising down the freeway in the hot, hot sun. Suddenly red blue lights flash us from behind. Loud voice booming, please step out onto the line. Ballet bridge was a comfort, scenery just hides our eyes. Policeman taps the shades, is that a Chevy 69? How bizarre. How bizarre.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. App chat open on the WBSM app. If you want to send those in. And speaking of bizarre, I mentioned this earlier, but if you missed the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you can check it out. But Rhode Island basketball legend, former NBA Rookie of the Year, a guy who still has some NBA records to his name, Ernie D. Gregorio, North Providence's own, had a sports complex named in his honor over the weekend at the Evans Park in North Providence. I guess it's the Millar Waite Evans Park. It has, you know, three people that it's named after. And the basketball courts that are there are named after two different people. And so they just added Ernie D's name to the area and called it the Ernie D. Gregorio Sports Complex. So the park is named for three different people, the courts are named for two other different people, and then the sports complex overall is named for Ernie D. So still a great honor. And he was there Saturday for the dedication, the renaming of it, and the unveiling of the sign. And on the sign, probably the most famous basketball player to come out of Providence, certainly to come out of North Providence, North Providence's own native son, North Providence High graduate, still lives in the area. They spelled his name wrong on the sign. They spelled D. Gregorio with D-E instead of D-I. And as Chris McCarthy said to me yesterday, how did Rhode Island people get an Italian person's name incorrect? But they did. They spelled his name wrong. They spelled it D-E instead of D-I. And Ernie, being the guy that he is, just still stood there and took pictures in front of the sign with everybody smiling, you know, still honored and still happy. And his response to, people were commenting on his Facebook page about it. He responded to one person and all he said was, they'll fix it. And sure enough, yesterday morning they did. So you can see the photo before and after at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But congratulations, Ernie D, on a great honor. A guy who is, and you know how Rhode Island is about their sports heroes. They are forever champions to them. Ernie D, Vinny Paz, I mean, these are guys that are always going to be honored wherever they go in Rhode Island. But it's nice to have, you know, the sports complex named in his honor. And especially nice to have it now spelled correctly. I also put up a story yesterday afternoon, and if you haven't seen it yet, you can. It is a recap of what happened during the music festival that happened on Saturday at Madera Field, the RPRC Festival, which was a punk rock festival, the first of its kind in New Bedford on the Madera Field on Saturday. And so I had taken a bunch of photos during the event, and I posted them all up in the story at WBSM.com and on the app. And there's also a link in there about a pretty big story that we had over the weekend for you, that an iconic punk band, NOFX, is on its farewell tour. It's 40 years, 40 cities, 40 songs tour. And they're doing it as part of the Punk and Drublic Festival. And that festival is coming to Campanelli Stadium in Brockton on August 31st and September 1st. And they've got a number of punk bands that are joining them over those 2 days, including on the Sunday on September 1st, Dropkick Murphys. But if you are a fan of punk music, you will know a lot of the bands that are playing, and you're going to want to go check it out. The lowest tiers of tickets have sold out for both days, but they do have some of the higher tiers and some of the VIP packages and all of that. So we've got a link to all of it in the story at WBSM.com and on the app if you are interested in that. We may reach out and see if we can try to get some tickets to give away as well, but whereas they've sold out of kind of the general admission tickets, I don't know that we'll be able to get any. But we're going to try. Because, like I said, we love to give away tickets. And that's why all this week we are giving away tickets to two different shows. One that's happening this Saturday at the Providence Performing Arts Center. It's Bruce in the USA, One of the country's top Bruce Springsteen tribute acts is coming to the Providence Performing Arts Center. And we have your chance to win tickets. You can still get them at ppacri.org. But we also have tickets to give away. And we gave some away yesterday. We give some away today. We'll give some away tomorrow just so that we make sure that people have time to come and pick them up because they're physical tickets. Pick them up in time for Saturday's show. So get your name in. I'll pick a winner after I get off the air today, and Casey will reach out to you if you're the winner. And so we'll just pick a winner today and tomorrow for that. And then also all this week, we are giving away tickets to see Janet Jackson with special guest Nelly at TD Garden on June 28th. It'll be getting hot in there to start off, and then Janet's going to turn Boston into a rhythm nation. So there's a lot of great hits that will be played that night. And you could be there hearing all of them just by entering to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And Tim's tickets all summer long are brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, and where you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram to get all the information about their pop-up tastings and special events that they have over there. I'm going to take a break here. When we come back on the other side, we can take more of your calls, 508-996-0500. Again, 11 a.m., that's when the Boston City officials are going to meet to determine when exactly they're going to have the, I keep saying championship parade, but, you know, they call it a rolling rally, but when they're going to break out the duck boats and have the Celtics hoist up the Vince Lombardi, the Larry O'Brien trophy, and where they're going to have millions of people lined up along the streets of Boston. Is it going to be on Friday? That seems to be the tentative plan, but the weather might put a kink in those plans. We'll find out after they have that meeting today, and we'll give you that information as soon as we have it. Right now, though, I've got to take a break. Be back in a few moments. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And you can still use App Chat as we are winding up the show for the day. And, of course, Chris McCarthy has you next coming up with South Coast Now. And you can call him as well. You might be thinking to yourself, too, hey, I stayed up last night to watch that Celtics game. I stayed up to watch the celebration afterward. And I'm worn out, I'm tired, and I'm hungry. Well, why not get yourself over to Just Another Phoenix Restaurant on Fawns Corner Road in North Dartmouth? Because you can get yourself not only a delicious breakfast, but some good company, too. I'm sure everybody's over there celebrating. You could probably even ask the cook, say, hey, can you make my scrambled eggs green today? Can you make my pancakes green today? I can tell you after the Celtics won in 08, I was making shamrock pancakes on the menu, but I don't know if they're doing that today. It's Just Another Phoenix, but they've got all kinds of great, delicious meals for you to order and their innovative specials as well. And it is Tuesday, so seniors get free coffee with their breakfast. Whether you can go there and sit down and have yourself a good time, or if you need to grab it to go, you can get their whole menu through their drive-through window. Just Another Phoenix is the place to go to get yourself fueled up to start your day. So again, Fawns Corner Road, North Dartmouth, Just Another Phoenix. Go have yourself something good and celebrate the Celtics win with a full belly. All right, again, 508-996-0500. That's the number to call in here. And we touched on it a little bit today, and maybe we'll talk more about it tomorrow, but the story that Colin Hogan has at NewBedfordLight.org, that the New Bedford High School is considering putting in restrictions on cell phone use for students next year. That they would get those Yonder pouches that the kids put their phone in and then it like twists and locks, and so that the kids don't have access to the phone. I'm going to guess those Yonder pouches are they also Faraday bags, which means no signals come in? Now, according to the Yonder site, it says, you will maintain possession of your phones at all time. I know in some schools, they do say they have them put them all in like a cubby at the front of the room. I didn't read in particular in Colin Hogan's story what the plan would be at New Bedford High. But you have this bag on your desk? Is that how it would work? It must make a clicking sound when you unlock it so the teacher knows you're unlocking it. But it seems like a lot of work for saying, you know, we haven't had a good policy in place yet to expect the kids to follow, because as Colin reported, some teachers tell the kids to use their phones to look stuff up because they can't look stuff up on the Chromebooks that are issued in school, that it blocks them from particular websites that they need to access for information, that the blocking on it is just a little too aggressive. So first and foremost, they need to get in there and start whitelisting some of those sites. He reported there that it was only until recently that they couldn't download PDF files. Which, if you say to a kid, you know, I want you to write an article about, you know, the history of New Bedford and how it became incorporated. Okay, well, you're going to go look up historical documents. They're going to be in PDF files that you can't download. So they were able to remedy that, but they're saying there's still other sites they can't get to, and that the teachers tell them, well, then just use your phone. So maybe they need to have a year where they can access the sites they need to, and the kids are saying, trust us. Trust us to try to do it without having to take our phones away, essentially. So you might feel differently. Some people want their kid to have their phone on and ready to use at any given moment, to, you know, because of the climate of school safety these days. Others will say, good, we didn't have phones when I was in school. You don't need them either. And that if you do have your phone, you become too reliant on the technology. Can you go look something up in the library? Well, why bother? I can just look it up on my phone. But do you learn how to who to trust for information when you do that? So, but the places where they have put these restrictions in place, they've seen positive results from it. So I don't know how you feel about it, but definitely read Colin Hogan's report at newbedfordlight.org, and we can certainly discuss it more tomorrow. Right now, though, I've got to take my final break of the morning. And we'll be back in just a few. About the Celtics winning the title and the NBA Finals being over, you don't have to hear that anymore, because it seemed like they were playing that almost every break. And then, or the only thing they think could play for Boston music is Aerosmith. Come on. Sweet Emotion over and over again. There's like 500 bands from Boston. Donnie Wahlberg and Joey McIntyre were sitting courtside. You couldn't have played some New Kids on the Block? There's a group named Boston, although, you know, their connection to Boston's a little tenuous. But there's also the Cars. There's the Jake Giles Band. There's so much more you could have been playing instead of just playing Aerosmith over and over again. The people who handle the music clearance. That ABC has Disney money. ABC has Disney money. The NBA has more money than Disney. You could easily get the rights to a whole bunch of songs. Wareham's own rapper, Early Adopted, him and his partner, Mike Balzerini, they used to make music for ESPN. Get them to make some music for the finals.
Use a love and hip-hop.
Oh, come on. It's just, you don't have to play the same songs over and over again. Anyway, well.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Need an afternoon pick-me-up? How about a replenisher after a good workout? Or maybe some smooth, jitter-free energy? Try the IQ Bar Sampler Pack. Right now, get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. We've got plant protein bars for strength mood-lifting hydration sticks, and brain-boosting coffee to keep you full and focused all day long. Meticulously formulated brain and body fuel in all our IQ Bar products. For all your daily needs, the sampler pack is the perfect place to start. Plus, everything's ultra-clean, ultra-functional, and ultra-delicious. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder. Caffeinate larger. With IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.